This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We continue our series of the candidate forums prior to the August 12th primary, a week from today. In this half hour, talking with the two Republicans running for Secretary of State. We just heard from one of them, Gary Bies, a state representative from Sister Bay. Now let's welcome in Julian Bradley, the 3rd District Republican Party Vice Chairman and former chair of the La Crosse County Republican Party. He is running for Secretary of State and will face Gary Bies in the August 12th primary. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being back with us. Why did you decide to run for Secretary of State?
Well, I'll tell you, while I was on my speaking tour last year, Shattering Stereotypes, I would have a lot of people come to me and ask me, you know, Julian, when are you going to run for office again? And my answer was always the same, that I'm going to run for office when I find a place where I can make the most positive impact, where I can make some real positive changes. And at the end of last year, early this year, I took a look at, you know, the opportunities that were coming up for election, and I saw the Secretary of State's office. And in my opinion, that's a place that is in desperate need of some positive change.
Yeah.
And I decided that I'm going to be the person to do it and throw my hat in the ring. And since then, we've hit the road 35,000 miles since January. We've won straw polls and the endorsement convention. So we've been running real hard to really bring change to that office.
What kind of change do you want to bring to that office? A lot of your Republican colleagues would like to see it eliminated entirely.
Yes, that is true. I've maintained my stance that the office itself isn't what we need to get rid of. We need to get rid of the incumbent. It's under him that so many problems have come up in the office. It's under his administration that duties and responsibilities have just been removed, and the office has been deteriorated to what it is now, and what it has now, which is just a few duties left. I believe that we need to reform the office by having an active and a transparent Secretary of State. The incumbent's been there 36 years, yet people don't really know who he is or what he does. I think that's a failure. I'm going to run to be active and transparent. We need to restore not just duties to that office, but faith in it as well. People should say, hey, there's our Secretary of State. He's earning a paycheck here, and he's doing a great job. So we need to bring value and faith back to that office. And I need to rebuild. We need to rebuild those bridges of communication to the other branches of state government. You know, under the Secretary of State now, there just hasn't been any communication. So we need to rebuild that, and that's the only way we're going to actually be able to bring value back to that office and to the taxpayers here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Besides this lack of communication that you mentioned, what has Doug LaFollette done wrong?
Well, it's what he's not doing, which is just about anything. I've had so many conversations with people that just aren't familiar with anything that he's done other than Act 10. When he sat on Act 10 for those 10 days, most people can't think of anything else that the Secretary of State has done.
Yeah, but you know, if all the duties have been stripped away, what's he supposed to do?
Well, he should be fighting for his job. He should be fighting to bring value to the taxpayers here in the state of Wisconsin. He should be fighting for his paycheck, and instead we only hear from him every 4 years when he puts his name on the ballot. That's a failure in leadership. We need a leader that's got a plan, who's got a vision for this office, and who's going to execute it. You know, a lot of times I hear people that say, well, isn't it going to take an act of the legislature, and didn't the legislature talk about eliminating the office? Yes, they did talk about eliminating the office. In fact, my opponent here in the primary was on the bill to eliminate the office, to which he's now running for. But that bill didn't make it out of committee. It didn't make it to the floor to vote. So we're going to have a Secretary of State for the next 4 years. That elimination is up to the legislature. It has to pass two sessions and then a public referendum. I'm running to bring value to the office because we will have a Secretary of State for the next 4 years, and I'm running to do those duties. Yes, it does take an act of the legislature to get some of those duties restored, but there is an unofficial duty that comes with any elected official here in the state of Wisconsin, or really anywhere, and that's being an ambassador for our state. That doesn't take an act of the legislature. That just takes an act of the voters on August 12th and hopefully again on November 4th. As soon as that's done, you elect me as your Secretary of State, you're going to have an ambassador for the state, and we're going to bring some value back to this office.
Yeah, what specifically, what value, what responsibilities would you restore to the office?
There's several different responsibilities I'd like to see restored. It starts with, you know, trying to bring the notaries back, licensing, putting that back under the Secretary of State. Those are some big ones. Elections is the other very big one that is in most states across the country. But licensing, especially corporate licensing, is big. I've talked to a lot of business owners. You know, we're on right now. There's many county fairs and now state fairs going. And so when you're working the booth and you're talking to people, you know, you talk about Secretary of State, especially people from out of state, and they say, you know, I called the Secretary of State to try to get some help in moving my business here, and either get the you get a recording, or they say, oh, you get somebody, and they say, I can't help you with that. That's not good service. I mean, if you don't have any other duties, at least provide a good service for the people that are calling in. You know, we can't afford to let any companies that may be calling for information just hear a recording and send them on to somebody else, even if it's not under your scope. You know, I'm a customer service manager. I manage a staff larger than the current Secretary of State staff. And I recognize that providing adequate and good customer service is an important function for any position that you have.
Well, we, as you know, just talked to Gary Bies, who's also running on the Republican ticket for the office, and he told us that you know, his experience in the legislature, his experience as a business owner, I guess a life experience as a family man, make him the best candidate for the position. Why do you think people should vote for you rather than Gary Bies?
I'm running because I have a vision. I have a vision that hasn't changed. I have a plan that hasn't changed. I'm running to bring a fresh breath of air into this office. I've had a plan. I've gotten out there and I've communicated it to people. You know, it's August 5th yet today. We started January 18th. I've driven over 35,000 miles. I've brought an awareness to this office and to this race that just hasn't existed in previous years. And that's what I'm going to do to the office as the Secretary of State. People are going to look at the office. They're going to be proud that we have it. They're going to know what I'm doing, what I'm working for, and how I'm earning my paycheck. This race, you know, if this isn't about an elimination or anything like that, because, again, that's up to the legislature. You as an official can't eliminate your own office. So you need to leave that up to the legislature, and I'm the only candidate that has been running with a platform, with one platform, which is what I'm going to do to bring value back to the taxpayers here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. What about the plan that he has, that it's either a talk with the legislature, work with the legislature, realizing that the legislature makes this decision as to whether or not the position is truly needed, whether you know, responsibility should be restored or not. That's his position. What about that?
Well, that's been my position. Gary got into the race after I did, and that's been my stated position since January 18th when we announced rebuilding the bridges of communication to the legislature. In fact, many members of the legislature have endorsed my campaign. I don't doubt that State Rep Gary Bies has a great relationship there. He seems to be a very nice man, but we need somebody that's going to, you know, really do the work here. I'm out here doing the work on the campaign, and I'm going to do the work in the office. He's not the only one that's got good relationships, and I'm going to continue to build on the relationships I've got, and I'm going to add new relationships. And, you know, it's not just about working with your own party either. I've got a history of working across the aisle to get things done, as we need to do. I did, you know, a bipartisan Toys for Tots drive here in La Crosse. It's an annual thing. I've been working with a Democrat here, and it's been very successful. We need to take that kind of, you can't be afraid to do that kind of thing, and I've proven that I'm willing to do it. I'm going to do it.
We have less than a minute to go. One last personal question. Do you see your skills as a former professional wrestler coming in handy in the Secretary of State's office?
I can't imagine a scenario where they might. So I'm going to say no, I don't think so.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joy.
Julian Bradley is the 3rd District Republican Party Vice Chairman, former chair of the La Crosse County Republican Party, running for Secretary of State. He will face Gary Bies in the August 12th primary. Then the winner will face Democratic incumbent Doug LaFollette and a couple of third-party candidates in November. We'll look at the 17th Senate District race coming up after the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.